As worshipers fill the sanctuary, nothing can prepare the congregation for the horror to come. 12 sticks of dynamite are set to detonate beneath a nearby stairwell. A phone rings in the church office. 3 minutes. The bombers had issued their warning, and the countdown has just begun to one of the most shocking crimes in the civil rights era. Killed in the blast are Denise McNair, Cynthia Wesley, Kel Robinson, and Addie Mae Collins. Their murders are the latest violence to rock Birmingham, one of the most segregated cities in the nation. Birmingham is a place where the Klan has detonated so many bombs in black neighborhoods. The city's nickname is Bombingham.
One of the many black troops who enlisted at Benton Barracks was Elijah Madison. Born into slavery in 1841, evidence suggests that he had been held in bondage on the plantation of Robert G. Coleman near what is now Babla State Park in St. Louis County. Madison likely fled from his owner's plantation to St. Louis to heed the call of federal recruitment agents. He enlisted in the Union Army in March 1864 and was mustered into service within a week. Madison's unit, the 68th United States Colored Troops, engaged in battles at Tupelo, Mississippi in 1864 and then headed south. The unit later helped to capture a Confederate stronghold at Fort Blakely, Alabama, by digging trenches that brought Union troops closer to the fort. A commander of the 51st United States Colored Troops commented, "The behavior of the men when constructing trenches under fire was a convincing proof that the former slaves of the South cannot be excelled as soldiers."
As a trumpeter, Davis had a pure, round sound, but also an unusual freedom of articulation and pitch. He was known for favoring a low register and for playing a minimalist playing style, but was also capable of highly complex and technically demanding trumpet work.
He changed the tone of the trumpet for the first time since Louis Armstrong. Everybody between Louis Armstrong and Miles Davis basically came from Louis Armstrong. But that sound, the timbre.
To examine his career is to examine the history of jazz from the mid-40s to the early 1990s, since he was in the thick of almost every important innovation and stylistic development in the music during that period.
I didn't worry about budgets. I went ahead and let Gil decide what he wanted, which was 19 musicians. And the only stipulation I made was, look, fellas, I want you to have one original composition that I can call Miles Ahead.
To this, he added an instinctive ability of self-promotion that kept him in the eye of the public.